Yesterday we spoke about two rules at the end. There was a klal uprat and a prat uklal. A klal uprat is where you have a general term and then it's followed by a specific term. So for example, you talk about all animals and then you speak about specific animals. Then the halacha is just limited to the specific ones. Conversely, there's also a prat uklal where you have a specific law and then a general law. So for example, it mentioned a donkey, an ox and a sheep, and then it says all animals. In such a situation, the generalization has an opposite effect and is actually all-inclusive. But there's a third one, which is klal uprat uklal. There's a generalization, something specific, and then something general again. So in that situation, the specification is raised to a generalization and it includes everything that has the essential characteristics of the specification. What do we mean? That means that we're only including in the generalization those things that are actually more specific. So for example, the pasuk in Dvarim Perek Yudalev says, everything that you desire to eat includes bakar, tzayin, yayin, shecha. It includes cattle and sheep, and wine, beer. And there, that's a prat. So you have a klal, then a prat, right, which is another klal, everything that you want. And therefore, just like the specific cases of has certain specifications. So kol ha'shetavan avshecha also does. And therefore, the last generalization elevates the specification to the status of the generalization, i.e. an organic product of the earth, which includes everything which has essential characteristics of the specification. So it does sound technical, but klal, something general, prat, something specific, klal, something general again. We have to look at what the specific one was, and then we learn for everything from there. We then have another rule of klal hatzarach l'prat, where a generalization must be followed by the specification for the sake of clarity. If that's the case, then there's no limiting effect on the prat, on that which was specifics, because it's a klal uprat. So for example, when we're talking about kisui hadam, covering over the blood from shechita of a chaya, of an eif, wild animal, or a bird, where the generalization of the chisahu receives its clarification from the specification of ba'afar, to show what is meant is not merely the covering by any means, but the kind of covering where the object is utterly mixed up with the material covering. In such a situation where the preceding prat must be followed by a klal for clarity's sake, it does not have the all-inclusive effect of a prat uklal. So again, these are rules which are the backbones of the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebaal Peh, meaning we need to look carefully at the psukim and see how the HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah decided to write the words. Was he writing something specific and then something general? Something general and then something specific. The way that it's written makes all the difference, because it's either something which is inclusive, it's something which is exclusive, and there are different examples of it that run through the Torah. It's important to understand what they are in order to appreciate how the halacha develops to being what it is, because always we have this deep connection between the Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. So even by just reciting these words, we're affirming our belief in this principle.